There will be a celebrated homecoming tomorrow on Florida's Gulf Coast for a turtle. This is no ordinary turtle. Known as Johnny Vasco da Gama, after the great Portuguese explorer, it crossed the Atlantic twice, by sea and by air. NPR's Christopher Joyce explains.
Johnny, as his human friends call him, is a critically endangered Kemp's Ridley turtle. Only a few thousand of these sea turtles exist, mostly in the Gulf of Mexico. Normally, they do not migrate across the Atlantic. But in 2008, a juvenile Kemp's Ridley washed ashore in Europe, cold, exhausted, and 4,600 miles from home. Turtle scientist Tony Tucker reckons the turtle hitched a ride.
Most little turtles, they're living in the sargassum rafts. The sargassum brown seaweed that floats at the surface provides them shelter from predators like seagulls and albatrosses, but it also is a rich source of food.
Tucker is with the Moat Marine Laboratory in Florida. He thinks Johnny and his seaweed raft got caught in a big circular current called the North Atlantic Gyre. The journey would have taken over a year. Johnny's rescuers nursed him back to health in the Netherlands and then Portugal, but they knew he was a rare species and needed to get home, so they flew him to Florida on a Portuguese airliner.
They bolted out one of the passenger rows of seats and made a place inside a special container for Johnny, and he got to ride all the way across the Atlantic. This jet-setting turtle has already crossed the Atlantic twice now, but once in style.
Museum records in Europe and the United Kingdom show that four Kemp's Ridley turtles have made this trip in the last century, but those were just one way. Tomorrow, scientists will set Johnny free in the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. This time, he'll be wearing a satellite tag on his back. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
And you can find a link to track the turtle's journey, post-release, at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered.